You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 93, your holiday hunger skill. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, everyone. I really contemplated a lot about what you needed to hear right now, gearing up for Christmas, and a little bit of what I decided to talk about is because of kind of the rumblings of that I've heard from my breathe ladies. But what I wanted to share with you is I want to give you a tool that takes you from right now all throughout New Year's, and you know, and really a tool that you can use anytime. And something that I have been implementing because I'm eating more than just plants right now. And doing that somewhat started opening a Pandora's box for me. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm not eating just plants, so I'm going to eat this and I'm going to eat this. And all of a sudden, I found myself grazing all day long and really disconnecting from my body. And so I think that's kind of what happens to us when we go to a holiday party and we choose before the holiday party, maybe I'm not going to just eat plants, I'm going to enjoy myself. When you make that decision, how do we make that decision and still also honor our body? Because it can be tricky, because I think once we open the Pandora's box, we're like, well, I'm eating things, so I might as well just eat everything. And it feels very, you feel justified in it. And then you're miserable, right? And then that easily, I hear so many concerns that I'm going to gain a few pounds over the holidays. And so that kind of plagues us, right? Well, I'm telling you, if you follow this today, what I'm going to share with you, this tool, you won't have holiday weight gain. And if you do have holiday weight gain, let's decide that it's really awesome to have the holidays and we really enjoy ourselves, and a little bit of holiday weight gain is the price of that. Bring it on. It's fine. It's only diet culture that tells us that gaining a few pounds is the end of the world. And when they've done studies, the average person gains 1 to 2 pounds during the holidays. So let's put all that in perspective. And then when you go back to the way that you normally eat and go back to your consistent habits, your body regulates itself and takes care of that, right? So what we're going to chat about today is listening to your body. So maybe some of you have heard of this, but I don't know if you've maybe thought of it as, oh, when I'm not going to manage everything I put in my mouth, I can actually manage this. And this is what I've come to and decided that this is what how I will manage the next couple months, that I don't have as much control over what's in my refrigerator as I normally do. And I have to say, some of y'all are so kind and reached out to me and either sent some money or they sent me a gift card. I mean, it's just so much kindness that I have felt from y'all. I just want you to know I heard it. I felt it. My family felt it. So I just want to say thank you. And it has made it so that there is actually broccoli in my fridge, which is very exciting. So thank you. So this tool that I'm talking about, let's get back to that. So I want you to think about your hunger. And remember how hunger is, hunger actually shows up different for everyone. For me, when I start to get hungry, I actually get really thirsty first. And then the hunger comes second. Sometimes hunger for me shows up with a headache. Like I actually don't feel hunger, but I'll have a headache. And I know that that means my blood sugars are changing and I need to eat something. So that can happen. So think about when you feel hungry, go into your body right now and think about what does true hunger feel like. I actually really learned about hunger when I did my crazy 500 calorie diet. Let me explain. When I did that diet, basically the 500 calories would take the edge off of hunger. And so, but it would leave you feeling very empty because part of eating is having your stomach fill up. That feeling I was never able to have. So I remember learning to differentiate, is my stomach just empty or am I actually hungry? Which all sounds crazy, but I'm only telling you that because I want you to see that, to really think of when you feel hungry. What does hunger feel like in your body? Actual hunger has a very specific feeling for you, and it should. But what's so tricky is we're all so scared of hunger that we kind of resist it, run from it. Well, you're either doing two things. You're trying to manage it because it's a bad thing in your mind, or you're so afraid of it that you're feeding yourself all day because you're scared to feel hungry. So what's really powerful is if we get to know ourselves enough that we know what hunger feels like to us. And I'm really working on this. I've been pretty detached from myself for years because when you look outside yourself to diet and to have other people tell you how you should eat, it's very tricky because you kind of turn off your body's, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, but you turn off you stop reading your body. You stop thinking of your body as the person that, what's the term I'm looking for? You're not looking for the wisdom that your body has. Your body knows what it needs. But when we start following what other people are telling us we should eat, when we should eat, how often we should eat, when we start doing all of that business and we start turning off our hunger, not even turning off, when we're ignoring it, when we're not paying attention to our body, y'all, we lose the ability to read our body. And so part of this exercise requires you to start paying attention. And when I started eating plants, it was nice because I could really eat when I wanted and I could eat when I was hungry, and that was wonderful. But I still, I didn't really have to still hone in and really think about what does hunger feel like for me. I still didn't really pay attention because eating plants was told to me as the cure-all. So I just ate plants, but I still wasn't really connecting to my body and understanding my hunger and my body's needs. And so in the space I'm in now, and maybe you are too, or you just know I can't eat as many plants as I want to during the holidays, it's more challenging. I hear that. And so this is the tool. I want you to think it's of the hunger scale. And I want you to think of the different numbers. So being like a 0 on the hunger scale, if it's from 0 to 10, 0 or even a -1, -2, -3, that's you're very hungry. -1, -2, -3, you're starving, right? And I'm not talking about, we'll talk about that, about starving and hunger. But hunger would be like a 1. I'm hungry. And there can be stages of hunger. You can be kind of when you're at, you're getting to a one and you're like, I'm getting hungry. And so what we want to do is recognize, you know, you might even start being hungry at a two. And then, you know, you feel yourself progress. And some of you know, I can't wait until I'm a negative one because I know I'm not going to make great decisions at that point. Some of you might know, oh, I don't even like to get to a hunger around a two because at a two, I'm going to feel hungry. I don't like that. So I just always keep myself well fed at a five or a six, right? So, and then think of what a 10 would be like, you are full. Like a 7, I would say, would be comfortably full. Like you feel like your belly's been, like you're satisfied. A 5, between a 5 and a 7 is you have satisfaction. And then 8, 9, 10, you're pushing past fullness. And you're really filling up. And so where do we want to be on that hunger scale? Well, what I want to suggest to you is if you can find what being satiated feels like for you and stopping there. And I think having a hunger scale is helpful to know, oh, you know, I can be satiated at a 4 and I'm fine. That is actually, your body can work really optimally at that. Even if you said, when I'm at a 5, I feel satiated. And then you stop at a 5. And, you know, some people even, they can feel satiated from going from a 1 to a 2. But we want to be really careful. I'm not advocating disordered eating, saying you should try to eat as little as possible. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, when you're at the holiday party and you find yourself constantly grazing, I'm asking you to create awareness. And when you choose to fill your plate and you eat, try to be conscious in the moment of, have I had enough? Have I had enough? And you ask yourself that. And then when you do, you like, and when I'm done, I'm done. And I don't continue to graze. I just choose to be done. And when you will really need to, before, whether it's just how you're going to navigate your day or whether it's a party, you need to kind of watch yourself and envision yourself doing that before you do it. So that when you're in the moment, you're like, oh, I've already played this out in my head how this is going to go. And then typically you'll do it. That's what you'll do. But if you show up at a holiday party and you've not done any thought before of what the plan is, most likely you are going to let the lower brain run the show. And the lower brain is like, well, we're here and we're eating stuff, so we might as well eat all of it. And then you're going to have that holiday weight gain. But if we stay conscious and we don't numb out, but if we stay really conscious and we think, how much do I need to be satiated? I heard a coach talk about this once, and she said, I like to think, how many almonds does it take for me to feel satiated? And she was like, it was amazing to me because I could eat 5. At 5 almonds, I was satiated. So this is just more of a thing where you are feeling, which is, I'm like, 5 almonds, that's like nothing. But that I was amazed at how aware she is of her body and to listen so closely and know, oh, that's when my hunger goes away. That's how many almonds it takes. And so when we are navigating the holidays, get really clear about your hunger scale. I'm learning that about myself, and especially because in plant-based eating, and when I'm only eating plant-based, I can do this. In plant-based eating, I can really fill my stomach up. Like, I can eat to fullness, and I actually really like that. But me eating to fullness when I'm eating other things besides plants, I'm having way too many calories for myself. And I'm actually, my body doesn't even appreciate it. My body doesn't digest that fast enough. My body kind of struggles. I feel sluggish. And so I'm learning I have to, when it's not just plants, I've got to really look at the hunger scale. And I've got to pay attention. And I've got to stop before I would normally stop with just plants. Does that make sense? So if you're going to, you know, and I know some of you are like, Trish, it's not even worth it. I'm just going to stick with plants because I'm not going to hijack my taste buds. I got you. I hear you. That is also a plan. But if you're in my boat and you're feeling like I'm going to have a lot of company, I'm going to have, I'm not going to be in complete control like I'd normally like to be with my meals. Like, instead of being so terrified of that and feeling like you're at everyone's mercy and that you're at food's mercy and that you can't do what you want to do, or that the holidays feel stressful because of it. No. This is when that hunger scale becomes so powerful. And really, it's an art, and it's something that you have to practice to push the plate away. It's not easy when you're eating something and you're really enjoying it to, once you feel satiated, to push it away. We're, you know, part of it is we're taught to clean our plates, and, you know, and then part of it is if you've dieted and you felt restricted, pushing your plate away feels aligned with that restriction. And so you're going to have to work and coach your brain on that, that it's not that I can't finish that. It's that I'm doing what's in the best interest of me, and my body doesn't need all of that. And if I get hungry again, I can come back to it. It's always available to me. It's available to me to be to feed my hunger when hunger arises. I don't have to be at the mercy of hunger and feel like I just have to be hungry because, I mean, that's the diet mentality, right? No, if you're hungry, eat, and then pay attention in that hunger scale where you're at. And it's going to take practice, and it's going to take practice and error and coming back and thinking, oh, that was too much. Next time I'm going to eat a little bit less, and kind of figuring out what creates you feeling satiated and feeling like I've eaten enough. I haven't eaten too much, and I'm happy with that. I'm happy with what I've ate. But your brain's going to show up and be like, oh, well, you really should finish that plate. Or your brain's going to even show up and say, like, for me right now, my brain's like, well, it's not plants. This isn't even good enough food for you. This isn't, you know, like, it's like, for me, because the word of wisdom is attached to my testimony, sometimes it feels like I've given food morals. Like, it's a moral thing. And I don't know that that really serves us. I don't know to decide that food is good and bad serves us. I mean, that's not really, to say that food has morals is just so unfair. I mean, just food scarcity is a real thing for people. And so we really think God thinks that the family who eats a certain way because that is what they can afford is less than the family that can afford all the fruits and vegetables. So see, like, that I have to challenge my brain and how it has morals around food. And so, you know, it's that good, better, best thing. And if you have best options, that's amazing. But food is good. And you're going to cringe when I say this, but even processed food is good. It's giving your body nutrients. But is it ideal? Is it what our bodies were made to thrive on? Probably not. But, you know, if I'm, you know, having whatever, you know, my family's definitely having a crisis right now, and we're not eating like we normally do. But, like, think if, like, we, like, all those tornadoes that just happened in the U.S. and how people just don't have anything. And if they, like, have their emergency backpacks, everything in our emergency backpack is pretty much processed. I mean, that is nourishing to them, and that is feeding them until the Red Cross can show up, right? And so we have to be really careful about the morals part of the eating. And I'm working on that because I definitely had gone down the path of deciding some food is good and some food is bad. And it's tricky when you're in the plant-based world because you do feel like, you know, well, we actually do know that this is going to hurt us and this isn't. But it all is going to nourish you. It's all, your body's amazing. Your body can use whatever you give it as fuel. And so deciding, well, my preference is to always feed my body the best fuel I can get. That's an act of self-love. But it's not you having better morals than someone else that doesn't. Does that make sense? So you got to check that. I don't know why I went off on that tangent a little bit. Probably because it's on my mind. Because I'm really, you know, God's challenging some thoughts that I've had before. But while this is all happening, it's you can nourish your body with so many things. But the key is listening to your body, how your body feels when you eat that, how your body feels as you fuel it and how much fuel it actually needs. I mean, I love to think of when I'm at the, you know, Costco getting my gas, I'm not going to just keep filling the gas tank fuller. You've all heard that analogy before. But we do that with our bodies. We zone out. We don't pay attention. We almost can numb out. Like, I can numb out. If I am watching a good movie and I have popcorn in front of me, I'm not paying attention to my body or that popcorn one bit. But it's like the most fun activity to me to do that together. So if this speaks to you and you're like, oh yeah, I don't know how my body feels. And for like my body, it takes a long time to feel full. Like, not that I need a lot of food to feel full, but like if I eat, I don't have the sensation that my body is filled up for like 20 minutes. It takes time. And so I really have to slow down and I almost have to gauge, this is about how much I need to probably eat. And then no, in 20 minutes, if I'm still hungry, I can come back. But I find if I just keep going and going, all of a sudden in 20 minutes, I'm miserable because the fullness hit and it was too much. So use the hunger scale, y'all. Write it out. Because I could go through each number and what it could mean, but I really want you to create it for yourself. Draw it out on a paper. Have 0 over here, have 10 over here, and start drawing what the different numbers are for you. And the goal is to be between 4 and 6. And even if you can be between 3 and 5, like, you find your range. And if we're fueling a little bit less, it gives your body the chance to use that fuel and then ask for more. But when we're over here fueling between 7 and 10, which if you're all plants, that works. But if you've got other stuff in there, a 7 to 10, that is too many calories for your body to manage in one sitting. So instead of being like, oh, we're going to portion control, I kind of hate that. I just want you to tune in and pay attention to your body and start really having that relationship with yourself and knowing what it feels like for you across the hunger scale. It's going to bless y'all. It's going to bless you. And you're going to be so grateful to use this tool over the next few weeks. All right. My family starts coming today, you guys. I'm so excited. They're all coming. My marrieds, my grandbabies, my college kid. They all come and they start today. So I'm super excited. And I hope you have things to look forward to during this holiday season for you too. All right. Use the hunger scale. It'll bless you. I promise. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Have you been listening to the podcast for a while and you're thinking, I just wish I could get Trisha's help? This is how you do that. You come join my online coaching program, Breathe. It's a monthly membership. You come and you join and you stay for as long as it's helpful. While you're there, you have access to me to schedule a coaching call. You can have one coaching call on my calendar at all times. So if you get coached 1 week and you feel like you need help the next week, you can schedule another call. It has a whole library of other coach calls from other Breathe members. So if you never want to be coached by me, but you want to listen to other people be coached, I'm telling you, it's just as helpful. You have access to that as well. You have access to all of my programs. I have a 30 days to plant-based eating without dieting. I teach you how to incorporate more plants in your life without the dieting mindset. You have that available in Breathe. You also have the other courses that I've created that when you sign up in my group coaching programs, you have access to those, but those are available to my Breathe members. So if you want to join Breathe from now until the first of the year, you can join Breathe free for 2 weeks. I've only ever done this one other time, and it's when I launched my program, but I'm going to bring that back because I think when we start a new year, it's exciting to feel like we're going to kind of have a reset, and having the support that you get in Breathe will really bless your life. So come and join us. The other thing is, have you joined my free Facebook group? I have a Facebook group that I share the podcast there, and I also share some things I make and I eat. And sometimes if I offer a freebie, I offer it there first. So make sure you join that. Also, are you following me on social media? Are you following me on Instagram? I give lots of encouragement on Instagram. So come join me there too. All right. If you love the podcast, make sure you leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I read every single one of them. So leave a review for me. That is how other people find the podcast. So it's super helpful if you'll do that. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm so glad you're here.